The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. The cashew business in Kollam, India, is facing a crisis as factories continue to shut down. Around 824 factories used to employ 300,000 people. Now there are only 10 factories with about 50,000 workers. The remaining factories are also at risk. Ranjith Lal Kurup is the CEO of Mahavishnu Cashew Export.
700 factories are closed completely, and whatever is working is on the verge of the closure. It can close down any time. And to recover, this is the high time we should act. The government, the trade unions, the process, all of them together, the associations, all of them should stand together.
India is the largest consumer of cashews and a major exporter of processed cashew kernels. The city of Kollam once handled 60% of the world's cashew production. But its failure to upgrade to more efficient technology use has led to its downfall, analysts say. Much of the production process is still done by hand and hasn't changed in decades. In other countries like Vietnam, cashew production is now fully automated. Other factors like an increase in the trade tax and recent wage hike for laborers have also played a role. Once known as the cashew capital of the world, Kollam now faces an uncertain future. Almond growers in California are worried after last week's U.S.-China trade talks failed to produce any kind of agreement. At Mapes Ranch in California's Central Valley, almonds have been a bestseller for years. Now the market looks uncertain. Bill Lyons is CEO of Mapes Ranch.
I think the biggest concern is what's coming, you know, and regarding almonds, the proposed additional 15% tariff along with the existing 10%, that's a 25% tariff on, you know, almonds. That would be pretty dramatic.
China is the third largest export destination for California almonds, with a total market value of more than $500 million a year. The California Almond Board says prior to the tariffs, it expected exports to China to grow by 6% each year. Now the relationship between the Chinese consumers and American farmers is under threat. Bill Lyons.
I think it's very important that both governments sit down and work out their differences, because we both lose. We lose as American growers. The Chinese consumer loses an excellent product or products from America.
The United States and China both say they remain committed to resolving economic and trade issues. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.